Finally today, we're going back in time. 70 years ago, a group of children gave a theatrical performance, one that would be hard to forget. That show was the children's opera Brundibar, and the stage was in the Nazi concentration camp Terezin. Three quarters of a century later, that opera is still being performed around the world. The world's Nina Porizuki recently met one of the original cast members at a local production of the opera in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
After a recent Saturday matinee of Brundibar in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a crowd gathered on stage around a short, elderly woman in a zebra-striped sweater. In typical grandmother fashion, she grabbed each of the performers in for a hug.
But the boys, they are not letting me hug them. So,
thanks for coming.
You are wonderful.
Thank you.
Pepi check. Yes, and then you, Pepi check.
70 years ago, that little old lady stood on stage herself.
My name is Ella Stein Weisberger, and I'm 83 years old now. Young? Oh, no, old. And I played the role of a cat 55 times.
Those 55 performances as the cat took place in the concentration camp Theresienstadt, also known as Terezin. It was a feeder camp for Auschwitz. Ella was just 11 when she arrived at Terezin with her mother and sister. Her father had already been taken away. In Terezin, the children lived in separate quarters.
In our room, my caretaker was a music teacher, and she really started us right away to sing.
The camp was full of high-profile Jewish artists, performers, and musicians. One composer was Hans Krause. He was deported to Terezin just before his children's opera, Brundibar, could make its debut in Prague. So he brought the score with him. The opera tells the story of a brother and sister on a quest to buy milk for their sick mother. When they go to the town square to try to sing for money to buy the milk, they're chased away by the evil organ grinder, Brundibar. But with the help of a sparrow, a dog, a cat, and an army of children, the boy and girl scare off Brundibar and get the money for the milk.
So I was so happy to get a part in this children's opera. So I said, Ma, I will sing in an opera and I be a cat. And my mother was thinking something, and then she said, oh, Elinka, Richard Wagner never had cat in his opera.
The Nazis used Terezin as a, quote, model concentration camp for Red Cross monitors who visited during the height of the war. It also became the subject of a 1944 propaganda film called The Führer Gives a City to the Jews. The film is full of scenes of men at work, women happily playing cards, children on swings, a soccer match, and then there's a haunting scene of the children on stage performing the opera Brundibar. They are singing the victory song, the song sung just after the brother and sister defeat the evil organ grinder. In the film, Brundibar has a mustache.
You know, Brundibar in our eyes was Hitler.
The camera pans to a crowd of children intently watching the show. And then there's Ella, the cat, singing on stage.
It meant so much for us to be free for a couple minutes. This I always, you know, remember, and the Jewish star, it became my lucky star because I survived.
Many of the children on that stage would not survive. Krause, the composer, would also die in Auschwitz. And Brundibar might have disappeared as well. Then more than a decade ago, the late children's writer Maurice Sendak listened to a recording of the opera at Terezin. He was stunned. He approached his friend and playwright Tony Kushner to adapt the play for American audiences. In a 2004 PBS interview with Bill Moyers, Sendak remembered watching the first performance of his adaptation with Ella Weisberger.
And she was there. She was my age. And I was sitting with her, and we were both crying our hearts out. And there we see a 10-year-old girl standing on the stage dressed as the cat. Like collision in time smashing into each other. She confirmed that she knew that any one of them on the stage, or two or three or whatever, would die. And yet they sang every night that the performance was on. That's courage.
I can't say goodbye. Goodbye meant when my friends from our room was taken, it was so hard to say goodbye. So today I'm not saying goodbye. I will see you later, or hopefully we will meet again or something.
Ella now spends her time flying around the world from one production of Brindabar to the next. Her favorite moment at each performance is the victory song. At the end of the production in Cambridge, she joined the children in a reprise of that song.
You see, it gives me uplift, too, that those children today that they're performing also to remember those that they are not here. So Brundibar, this little opera, became symbol that it shouldn't be forgotten those that they are not here.
For the world, I'm Nina Porzucchi, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And I'm Marco Werman, coming to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Thanks for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org. The Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems. Online at ritaallen.org. By the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors to the trust include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and the Rose Family Fund. And by the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Gruber Family Foundation, Marguerite Steed Hoffman, Ken and Lucy Lehman, and the Robbins Kaplan Miller Cerisi Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.